This is KCUR 89.3. It's been 3 months since Crescencio Mendez Ramirez, an undocumented immigrant who'd been living in the United States for 12 years, was taken into custody. Despite a letter-writing campaign and calls for his release, he remains in detention in a jail in Versailles, Missouri. His plight mirrors those of other longtime residents without papers who've abruptly been picked up and threatened with deportation. KCUR's Dan Margulies reports on what life has been like for their families.
Mendez has four kids. His youngest, Kevin, is taking his dad's imprisonment hard.
It's working really hard. I wish my dad's here. And my dad is coming from home.
Mendez, a Mexican immigrant, had been allowed to stay in the U.S. under an order of supervision. That's where immigration authorities put your removal on hold, and you check in with them periodically. But when Mendez checked in with agents of Immigration and Customs Enforcement in February, they seized him. No explanation, no warning. And now, unless his appeal succeeds, he'll be deported to his native Mexico. Mendez's partner, Yasmin, the mother of his four children, isn't hopeful about his prospects. Here she is talking a couple of weeks ago after Mendez was detained.
No, pues me siento muy mal porque pues lo tienen encerrado. Es como que estuviera como...
I feel terrible because he's locked up. It's like he's a criminal, but he hasn't done anything. He has everything in order. He has his license, his work permit. I feel like he's as good as deported.
Y nada más porque, pues, no tienen ya deportado.
Yasmin asked that we not use her last name because she, too, is undocumented. She hasn't quite given up. She says her kids need their father.
Pues, yo tengo esperanza.
I still have hope. I hope people will hear us and help us and support us. I hope that he gets out for my kids who are not doing well. My son is doing really bad. He asks for his dad. They want him back. They have trouble sleeping.
Nearly 4,300 new deportation proceedings are expected to be filed in Missouri in fiscal 2018. That's up more than 1,300 from last year and about 1,600 the year before that, according to the Track Research Center at Syracuse University. The stepped-up pace is part of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration. Mendez is one of several undocumented immigrants who've lived here for years but been picked up by immigration agents. There's Syed Jamal, a longtime Lawrence resident and science teacher, picked up in front of his home. And there's Letitia Stiegel, the manager of a Kansas City bar, arrested while driving to the gym, and deported to Mexico 4 days later. Like those others, Mendez's detention came as a surprise. Over the years, he'd done construction and restaurant work and paid his taxes. He's his family's sole provider. Two of his children were born in the U.S. One has a bone disease requiring periodic hospital checkups.
This was highly unusual.
That's Jessica Piedra, an immigration attorney who's been helping on the case as a community organizer with Cosecha, Kansas City.
Generally, what happens in these situations is they either tell you ahead of time, you know, bring your things and prepare to leave, or at the check-in, they'll say, okay, this time we want you to report, you know, a month from now, again, with your belongings and having had time to prepare. And so, you know, this was shocking to all of us as far as a departure from the normal procedure.
ICE spokesman Sean Neudauer says the agency still prioritizes undocumented immigrants with criminal records. But by executive order issued by President Trump, it's no longer ignoring those without a criminal record. Neudauer says a federal immigration judge ordered Mendez's removal in 2010 after he failed to appear for a hearing. That made him an ICE fugitive. During his last check-in, Neudauer says, the agency placed him in custody so that ICE could carry out the 2010 order. Back in 2011, ICE's then-director issued a memo urging prosecutorial discretion when dealing with undocumented residents with strong family and community ties. That's now out the window. It's led to a very precarious existence for families like Mendez's. Pastor Rick Behrens of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, Kansas, doesn't know Mendez personally, but showed up at a rally for him last month.
There are communities around the country that are under attack, and I'm here because I want Crescencio to be able to be back with his family. He's a good man, working hard for his family and in the community, and he doesn't deserve to be in jail.
Whether he deserves to or not is no longer the question. It's whether the crackdown on illegal immigrants will continue, wreaking havoc on the lives of people who have put down roots in the community. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.